Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Doug Mellard.
Hey, Doug Benson.
What's today?
It's Thursday going on Friday.
Uh-huh. What else is today?
The 23rd. Going on the 23rd.
Of what month?
June.
And what year?
2022. Had to think about it.
That's all accurate.
Is there a holiday I'm not aware of?
No, I just wanted to say it's also Nikki Bond Day.
Yeah, Nikki Bond. Yeah.
That's our guest today. We'll find out if Nikki is short for something.
Or long for something.
Exactly. Like, what about Bond? Is that name shaved down at some point?
Ooh.
Or has it always been that short?
I've had Nikki Bon Bon, like Nikki Bon Bon, Nikki Bon Bon stuck in my head. That's a...
Oh, my God. Oh, and if you're listening to this, be sure to give us a follow on Twitter, Wide World Zero Ducks.
There you go.
I figure by the time we're done talking to Nikki, I'll forget to mention that. I'm throwing it in at the top. In fact, press pause right now. Go sign up on the Twitter account, follow that Twitter account, then come back and hit unpause. And then you'll get to hear the theme song and the rest of the show. Not you, Doug, the listeners. I wasn't talking to you. Let's go to work. Hello, Nikki Bond.
Hello. I really like the song.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. It definitely, if we have any sleepy guests, I would hope that it wakes them up a little bit.
I think that you definitely woke them up. And I like the child voice just sneaking in there, you know, it's good. It's good.
As children do when it comes to heavy metal, they're only allowed if they sneak in. And, they're usually pushed aside. They're told, just go sing in a horror film. Just go be on a horror soundtrack with your angelic voice. But then they, grow up into full metal gods.
Yeah.
Speaking of gods.
Child. Yes.
Speaking of gods, Doug spelled backwards is God. Please meet my co-host, Doug Mellard.
Hello. This is weird to set me up as God. a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I didn't think it through. I don't plan enough of my transitions. But the two of you are both, working, successful stand-up comedians, but have not run across each other yet, as far as you can remember.
No.
So.
It's hard to tell by your photo, though, what you look like.
Yeah.
You look short.
For those listening at home, there's a picture of me on the screen. I'm coming out of a washing machine. So, probably difficult.
Yeah. No. How did you, did it spin at all, or were you just in it just for the photograph?
It was at that Meow Wolf art installation in Santa Fe.
Oh, so it was an extra big one.
Yeah, it's actually, there's like a slide that goes through the washing machine. It's pretty fun.
Oh, I see. You have to have somebody waiting for you on the other end to take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you slide out of the washing machine.
Fun.
Well, Nikki, if you're not familiar with what we do here on this show, oh, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm fine, Doug. I'm fine.
That was the least convincing "I'm fine" I've ever heard.
I'm fine, guys.
Yeah, it's a really loaded question right now. It has been for a few years now. How are you? It could really unleash a lot, or you know, give you a lot of stuff to hold inside and not share. But
it also helps you figure out who you want to continue to talk to, because anyone who answers that question with too much detail, you're like, okay, I didn't actually mean it. Now you're not going to be friends.
I see what's happening here. You want to have a conversation. I just wanted to be polite.
Yeah. You want to talk about yourself so much, so I'm not going to talk to you ever again.
I'm thinking about, you know, trying to become a licensed therapist. So when somebody just does that, I'll just say, hey, listen, it's going to be on the clock.
Yeah.
You know, you've got my undivided attention for 50 minutes. But Doug, did we talk about this on a recent episode? Wouldn't it be so hard for a therapist to stay awake all day?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Just listening to people talk about themselves all day long.
What was even crazy, the last therapist I had, I like to fall asleep with a sound machine, and my therapist had the exact sound machine I fall asleep to in the hallways, but you'd hear it through the door. And I think it's for privacy of other people in other rooms, but that just made me want to go to sleep as well. Like,
that is wild that you have the coincidence that you have the same sound machine, that you both love Gloria Estefan. Is shocking.
Yeah, it can't be cheap to have her just standing in the hall singing, you know?
I can't hear the word sound machine and not go there. That's just a direct pipeline for me. But do people just call her Gloria Estefan? Do people not even mess with the sound machine part of it anymore?
Solid question.
Are there members of the sound machine that are disgruntled because they've always been members of a weird sound, like it sounds like it's not even people?
Yeah. They're just cogs, man.
Yeah. They're just wheels and spokes. I do a whole heavy lifting. I'm Gloria Estefan. She's in this new Father of the Bride movie that's on one of the streamers. No reason to promote it. I didn't find it to be that good, but she plays Andy Garcia's wife. Hey, here's a memory question for the two of you. Have you seen the original, or when I say original, it was a remake as well, but when Steve Martin did Father of the Bride, did the two of you see that?
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So Steve Martin's deal in that was just that he was like worried about everything, like just very overly concerned about his daughter's safety and who, you know, or her new husband and all that kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And he was upset about how much the wedding was going to cost.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one, Andy Garcia is like, money's no object. I don't give a shit about that. But he and Gloria Estefan as the parents, Diane Keaton in the Steve Martin movie, as the parents have drifted apart and are on they're getting a divorce. But
wow.
But since their child is getting married, they don't want to ruin the wedding by telling everybody. So the whole movie is about them withholding that information from their family and friends just for a outdated ceremony that people think is so important.
It should be called Mother and Father of the Bride then.
Yeah.
Right. Cause she does have a much more crucial role. Maybe that's why they did it than Diane Keaton. Cause I think Diane Keaton in the first movie is just a nice lady who's just dealing with her overprotective husband and just loving her daughter. Like, she just seems like a very loving person. That's not, doesn't have any issues.
Yeah. Interesting.
As I remember it, I haven't seen it for a while. But no, watching new Father of the Bride. Yeah, she was supportive.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to get a divorce.
No, they weren't trying to get a divorce at the wedding. Like, guys, you should have figured it out before.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice that it's all Mexican and Cuban actors in the movie. That's very nice to see. I just, you know, it's just unfortunate that, as happens with a lot of things, when marginalized groups make their version of something, it's, you know, it can't be as good because it's, you know, just a they're just remaking some bullshit white shit.
Yeah. It seems like a very different movie. Just call it something else. It's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many, if you watch the movie, there's so many things they say and do that would be perfectly suitable titles, plus the location, a character name, anything. And they're just, but it's just to rope people into watching it because they're familiar with the title.
God.
Yeah,
which is the dumbest reason to watch a movie.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, very relatable. I'm getting married. I don't like to talk about it, but, and my mom and dad are going to have to be in the same place for a week. And they haven't seen each other or spoken in 20 years. So like very relatable storyline, but just call it fucked up wedding. Like don't, right. We don't need this father the bride.
I would watch that. I'm not going to watch this
movie. That movie, see, I thought of an original title for your father the bride, and it's called When's the Honeymoon? Question mark, exclamation point. Because get me out of this wedding scenario.
Yeah. I should just get a reality TV team to follow me around that week. It's going to be a nightmare.
Or at the very least, have you and the people you're closest to that you can trust take copious notes.
Yeah, exactly. Because
you could have a screenplay at the end of this.
It's true.
I mean, that's when people get married. I don't think they think of that angle. Like they just want to be in the moment. But like, let's think about your future and write a wedding movie during the wedding.
Yeah. I've been thinking about the angle a lot because my mom keeps going, well, who's going to walk you down the aisle? Because my dad wasn't around and then he came back into my life and it's all, who's going to walk you down the aisle? And I was like, well, Jesus Christ, it's just a lot. It's a
well, if I could spoil this new father, the bride. Of course, by the end of the movie, they're, you know, fine with not getting divorced. You know, they're headed towards not getting divorced.
Oh, wow.
They're reconciling. And the move that gets her back, because she wants to leave him. He's like, what do I do? Hey.
Classic.
So the move that gets her back is saying, let's both walk our daughter down the aisle.
Whoa.
It's his idea, but he comes up with it last minute, of course, when she's still kind of mad at him. And then she just melts like, oh my God, what a great man.
Which that's what you should do for your wedding. Nikki. You have both your parents.
And my dad suggested, and then maybe they'll, you know what? They'll make up. They might even get back together. It's just going to be a whole thing.
Yeah. And do like an IG live, you know, stream it out there. We'll all watch.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, write it down, but be sure to give it a positive spin at the end. Even if it goes badly, just make up an ending. Make up a positive ending where they're happy, whatever it is that they end up as, that they're happy about it. Like, also, are either of them going to bring like a new person that they're with to this?
Yes. Yeah. My mom's remarried and my dad's girlfriend. Oh. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's going to be awful.
Oh boy.
It's going to be really bad.
That is really like, why would those people even want to come? They should just lay back. There's no reason.
I know.
Because you just spend the entire wedding just trying to get caught up on this entire life this whole family has had, you know? Two families.
Yeah. Well, and also it's more so that it's just going to be like my mom, them bitching about each other to their significant other.
Yeah.
The whole time. It's going to be interesting.
Right, and then that's a twist that occurs in movies is the significant other might take the side of the, the other person, you know, that seems like a typical thing that happens. We're not here to talk about everything we've talked about so far. What we're here to talk about. No, but that's what it's all about. As long as the conversation's interesting, it doesn't have to stick to a predetermined set of things, but we do have some predetermined stuff because we like to talk on this show about names. We started the jumping off point was that we're two guys named Doug having a show together and just discussing what it's like to be a Doug. So our guests are often not named Doug, and today is another great example of that. Thank goodness you're not named Doug. And So we're going to discuss your name as much as you're willing to discuss about it. One name at a time, you know, one part of your name at a time, starting with the beginning. So the question is, just growing up with the first name, Nikki, was that, how was that for you?
Okay. So first of all, this isn't my real name.
Oh, see, now's where we get into it.
Yeah.
Because
this isn't my real name.
This is the first, maybe Doug, could you back me up on this? Our first guest with a pseudonym? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
so. Or I should say a new legal name. Is that what this is, Nikki?
I mean, it's definitely not legal, but it's it's a stage name. I don't think Nicole. So Nikki is, you know, take on.
Okay. So yeah, so we could talk about that. So you've always been Nikki or Nicole.
I've always been, when I was a kid, I was always Nicole, and people would try to call me Nikki and I hated it. I'd be like, you can't call me Nikki. I would always say that. And then it wasn't until I started doing stand-up that I finally went by Nikki.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't shake it.
Because everyone's going to just jump to it anyway.
Yeah.
Even people maybe introducing you, even if you say my name's Nicole, they might still slip it into a Nikki mug.
Yeah. And people now, well, and it was also because I started getting the nickname Nikki Bon when I'm from Toronto, and I worked with a guy that gave me that. I'll go into that as we go into the last name, the last part, because that's more interesting. But I changed my Instagram name to Nikki Bon. So then it was like when I moved out, when I started doing stand up, everyone just called me Nikki. Keep on, but I went by my real name, which is Nicole Lee Smith, which isn't even my legal name. It's because my mom didn't want to use my dad's last name, which is Economo. So she just dropped that name off. Like, legally, I don't even have, on all my identity, it's an illegal name as well. Like, I don't have an identity.
Right. It's funny to say Smith is an illegal name because it's the, you know, the most common name.
Yeah. Where my real last name is Economo. So it wasn't until I moved out here that people called me Nikki because of Instagram. But growing up as a Nicole and having to resist the inevitable name of Nikki was annoying when I was a kid. I remember being like, don't call me that. I hate that name.
Yeah, it'd be like if either one of us, you know, insisted everybody call us Douglas. Like, it just doesn't have, it just doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. You know? Yeah.
There's a few names where the longer version, if you insist on it, people will go along with it. But it's pretty rare. People like nicknames, and they like their IEs or Ys or just I's at the end of a name. They like to add that. Somehow just makes everybody more familiar and happy or something.
Yeah, it is a weird sort of connection thing. I mean, people started to call me Nick in high school, and I liked that because I like a guy's name. But it is a weird thing that people want to do to prove that you're good friends. But then, now that it's Nikki, now there's like all my friends that know me from Toronto call me Nicole still. Sometimes they'll call me Nikki, but now people in comedy will call me Nicole, even though they used to call me Nikki. And then they'll like either make a joke or they're being like, I know you, you're Nicole. And I was like, okay, we can't go backwards.
Yeah. So, well, the next time we, you know, next time we go on back to back and I'm on after you, I'm going to say, keep it going for Nicole, everybody. Yeah. just call the person by what their name is. It really works most of the time.
Yeah.
There's no reason to freestyle it.
I know, but it gets confusing because if people meet me now, if I meet a friend of a friend through someone from Toronto, I never know how to introduce myself. Like, I'm like, do I say my name's Nikki so they can find me on social media? Because that's all we want in life. Or do I say Nicole? And so I always stumble upon my name. Like, I'm like, hi, I'm Nikki. And then it's bad.
Yeah. And also, to really nitpick, to Nikki picky, there's like, Nicole is Nicole.
Yeah.
Right. There's no K's in Nicole the way you're legally named Nicole.
Yeah.
That's another interesting thing when you make it Nikki, how it just, it, I guess, because N-I-C-K-Y seems masculine.
Yeah, I just never liked the way that it looked. As a kid, when people wanted to call me Nikki, I would visualize the way it was spelt, and I hated the C and the K next to each other. Yeah. And then I don't know how it became N-I-K-K-I. I think it was through the guy who gave me the nickname, this Jamaican guy. He spelt it that way. So then I just copied it. And I was like, oh, I can deal with this kind of Nikki. I don't mind two Ks. No, not three Ks, you know, but like two Ks is okay.
That would be out of control. That'd be so wild. I mean, you know, there might be a market for that at this point, but I'm glad you're going for the 2K option. Why 2K? Because 3K is bad. I want to go back to something, touch on something that I have never, I don't think I've ever heard of someone with the last name Economo.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a word that's being cut off before it's finished. or like some weird version of the economy.
Yeah.
Like the economo is just what men earn and spend or something. have you ever met, other than relatives, have you ever met or heard of anyone with that last name?
I have met one person with that last name, and it was when I was waitressing. It's Greek. And
yes.
So he had it, and it was wild. It blew my mind. Yeah.
but also, is it like a version of, like, maybe it was shortened or for to make it less confusing? They dropped the S because I've heard the last name Economos. I've heard Economos, but I only heard it in comic book fiction, because that's Steve Agee's character's name in the Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah.
Is John Economos. And I thought, that's a weird name I've never heard. Is that just a made up, you know? Because that's the thing about writers, especially ones of comic books, is they just sort of can make up a last names that don't even exist out there in the world.
Yeah, true. Was there a K in it? I picture that being spelled with a K.
I don't think so. I think it's just E-C-O-N-O-M-O-S, Economos.
Oh, cool. So I'm M-O-U. Yeah, I don't know if it, I think all I know
oh,
about
maybe it's
last,
M-O-U-S.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But also that U would be so confusing.
Exactly.
Doesn't it make people want to go Economu?
Exactly.
Or and that's why I might get real fancy. Yeah. Mew?
Yeah. Mew? Or they go
Economu?
I mean, that sounds sick. Imagine that was my name, Nicole Economu. Like, I would sound,
God.
I'd be on a lot more diverse shows.
Yeah, well, and no host would get it right.
Yeah.
You'd
my mom,
get it.
She says that's why she's changed my name to hers and why she dropped it, because no one could pronounce it right. But I was like, nah, my dad cheated on you. Let's be honest. You were just mad. But if you talk to her, she'll say it's because they pronounced it Economu.
Yeah, but we know it was a spite change.
Yes.
to steal from Larry David. All right, so... Well, this is just fascinating because you've got so much going on with your name that I didn't even know going into it. So the next thing I want to know about is, so your given middle name is Lee, L-E-E or L-E-I-G-H?
L-E-E.
L-E-E. And that's, what do you do with that when you come up with your stage name? So is your stage name Nikki Lee Bond?
No. Okay, so what so now I sound like a stripper. So I took out Lee was never part of the equation. The only reason why I started, when I was acting, I started to use Nicole Lee Smith, because without it, my name is Nicole Smith. And then now we got everybody saying, oh, like Anna Nicole Smith. And that's just so annoying, right? Because I'm Canadian. Yeah. So I have, everyone's already saying A and now Anna Nicole Smith. It was too much. and you guys are allowed guns in America. So I was like, I can't become a killer. So I The Nicky Bond came from this Jamaican guy that I worked with at the Air Canada Center in Toronto, which is where the Leafs play and stuff. And I worked in the private suites serving drinks. And this Jamaican guy who was the garbage guy, Gary, love him, would always call me Nicky Bon Bon. I shouldn't do the accent, but listen, everybody, he taught me patois, so I am just representing. That's all. Okay. And so he gave me that nickname, and then everybody in Toronto started calling me it, like all my friends, because they found out about it because I told them. And then from there, everyone in Toronto was calling me Nicky Bon Bon. But then I dropped the second Bon because it's very complicated. On Instagram, I was Nicky Bon, but I was going to go by Nicky Bon Bon in comedy. And then Anthony Jeselnik, I was on Kill Tony, and he ripped it apart. And then I dropped the Bon, and now I feel comfortable. He said to get rid of my whole name, but I was like, no, I'm not going back to the old me. I've accepted this.
Yeah, you can't go Nicole Smith at this point.
No.
Or Nicole Economou.
Okay.
But see, now, do you feel like Anthony was giving you, it's probably a combo of advice / making that live audience at the taping laugh?
You know what? That's true. I think I was only a year in at that point. So I was very timid and like, oh God, you know, now that you say it now, I'm like, yeah, maybe he was just making them laugh, but they all were like, you sound like you're going to be a salsa dancer, like Nicky Bon Bon. But even still, people who don't even know there was another Bon, that was two Bonds, still will naturally go Nicky Bon Bon, Nicky Bon Bon. It just comes into their head. So, yeah.
Yeah, Doug was singing that earlier when we first started this call.
It's been stuck in my head for the last hour and a half.
Oh,
yeah. You should look into acquiring some rights to that song, because you're going to have to use it in something like a stand-up show or something.
Yeah, maybe I should open to that song.
Yeah. I mean, if people are going to say it anyway, but yeah, if I'd have been on the panel on that Kill Tony, I don't know what I would have said, but at least now I know you now, so maybe that's why I'm quick to defend it. But I would definitely lean into the Bon Bons being a classic movie theater snack.
Yeah, you're right.
And therefore, I don't think of salsa dancing or whatever they said. I think of movie theater snacks. And when do you ever think of movie theater snacks and then get sad? Like, it's always a joyous thing.
That's true.
So I think it's a good, I like it. But we'll get into, I have some other ideas for things that go with Bon that we'll get to. I guess we could get to it right now. So at any point, did you think you were using Bon because, well, I guess Bon Bon, you obviously knew there was no people named Bon Bon. But now that you're just Bon, you're the only one in existence, right? Like, it's not an existing last name that people have.
Yeah, no, it's not. But it's, yeah, I'm definitely the only one. And it's funny because, like, people do think that that's my real last name. And I think because I'm Canadian, they think it could be, like, French.
Mm-hmm. No, so if I give it a, they give it a little extra zhuzh when they say it, probably. I know I think I've done it because you just feel like it's too simple to say Bon. So you just go Bon, you know, like you give it over, Nicky Bon, you know, like you overemphasize part of it or something. And it's over so quickly like that. It's really, I'm sure a lot of times when you get introduced in clubs and stuff, it's just not a name you can't be like Nicky Bon, because then nobody knows what you're saying. Can't really drag it out because it's too short to begin with. So I'm sure if asked immediately after you're introduced, I bet you most people are like, we did not catch that last name because it happened so quickly.
Good to know. Yes.
Well, that's why you get it, again at the end, repetition really helps.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is it is coming from a Jamaican. So it's definitely the Bon is like, has the accent, and then it really flows. But I guess I can't really ask everyone to introduce me on stage with a Jamaican accent. That's a bit too much, right?
I don't know. I say go for it.
Okay.
Did the guy who said bonbon, was he referring to the snack bonbons? Like, does the garbage guy have a garbage diet?
Garbage guy with garbage diet. I don't know if he was referring to, I don't think so. It seemed,
no, it's like, more like just a rhythmic thing.
Yeah. It was, seemed like it was something else. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's a reggae song with Bon in it. So I think that, and I was a huge reggae fan before I met him. So I just really embraced the whole thing, but I think it's more, yeah, I think it is not the candy. But you know what? He probably did have a garbage diet regardless.
Do people ever think that you're saying bond with a D at the end?
Yes. And they think, or they think I'm saying Vaughn, like Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you, like, in loud environments, bond is hard to get across to people.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Always. And I'm like, am I saying it wrong? But they always think
it's some names, like if there's, like, you know, if you're in a dance club or at a concert or something and you have to yell, it's just like, we've talked a lot about how the first name Doug is hard to convey in those scenarios because it's just consonants with a little bit of, you know, slight syllable in the middle, and then but it's over so quickly, you know.
It's true, because when I brought you up, I like hesitated for a minute because it was almost like I had to wrap my head around Doug for a minute. I was like, Doug. And then it's such a, your name is, the one syllable followed by a bunch. It was a lot.
Well, that's why I feel like sometimes, like, somebody will, like, their eyes will light up, you know, and they're a fan, but they'll blurt out, "Hey, it's Doug Stanhope." And Doug Stanhope gets a lot of people to yell, "Hey, it's Doug Benson," because once they've said Doug, the brain checks out and doesn't focus on what else they need to say.
Yeah.
So they just say someone who's named Doug, not necessarily the one that's standing right in front of them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel with having Nikki and Nikki Glaser. It's like, you know, people, yeah. That's her name. You know,
you're both lucky her name isn't Nikki Blazer, because then you'd get confused for each other often.
For sure.
It would just, because once you get that B sound, at least Gluh is so different. But like I said, Stanhope's way different than yeah. Ben's. Still happens, you know, not all the time, but often enough that it, you know, it can be noted and remarked upon.
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen, this has been great so far. Let's take a break. Don't worry. It won't be long. We'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We're back. See, that was a quickie. Rhymes with Nikki.
Very good.
Here we go. Speaking of Nikki, obviously, the name Nikki, the name Bon, all of that comes into play. Any other nicknames? Any other things people called you? Maybe not something that not based on your actual name, but on, you know, your favorite activities or colors or something.
This is going to start with, it's complicated.
Yeah. Oh, that's your nickname, Complicated? It's
complicated. I had a friend that used to call me Pearl, a camp friend.
Why did that happen?
It's so stupid. I just had this earring we got these earrings and they were like plastic. And I guess the casing on top of it fell off, like the design, and underneath was just a pearl earring. And I just wore it. And she just calls me Pearl, like, to this day. Oh. No.
All right.
Yeah, that's
some people have those names where they, you know, they pick a nickname for a friend and they just go with it.
Yeah.
And does this friend have nicknames for everybody, or do you think you're special?
I think I was special, which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always weird. But she doesn't slip and call you Nikki just every once in a while?
No, never. She's always called me Pearl.
Such commitment. Because also, when you get into a situation where people know that your name is Nikki, she seems like a lunatic. Like, do you even know who you're talking to? Or her real name's Pearl? We didn't know that? You know, like, it's... so you probably keep her isolated, separate from everything else.
Yeah. I don't see her that much anymore, but that would be very confusing.
She's calling you Pearl in a vacuum.
Yeah. Just me and her.
You can get away with it.
Yeah. But I did work at, do you know what Lone Star Grill is? The restaurant?
So, I mean, it sounds like a chain of like a steak or hamburger.
Yeah. It's a Tex-Mex chain. Oh, there's a couple in America, but a bunch in Canada. And I used to work there, and you had to have a nickname. No one knew my real name. Yeah. It was, and mine was Spur.
I wonder how many of the people who worked there went on to be strippers since they're already in the coming up with a fake name game.
I know.
Spur. How'd you come up with Spur?
They just gave me a bunch of options.
It was like body part. It was the only part of a boot that was left.
Yeah. Honestly, it was like all the names were taken and they had to be Western. And it was like Spur or Saddle. And I was like, I just don't think I want my name to be Saddle. You know, and
the S's. They were on the S's. Like, yeah, listen, Saddle, Spur.
Yeah.
Don't have any Q words.
Yeah, like, but like
Q comes before S.
Yeah.
What would be next? What would be next in the T names that work for a cowboy? I can't think of any T words that are cowboys. 10-gallon hat.
I can't think of this.
Who did you work with? Like, do you remember any names of other people?
Yeah. I worked with Boots, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, Boots must have been hired day one. I got dibs on Boots.
Oh my God. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember.
I don't think I would if I had a similar job, unless everybody used it to be very derisive, you know, like if everybody used it as an insult. Because like when you already have a silly name like that, people can really put some nasty spin on it, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you drop some plates, good one, Spur.
It's just so, like, my friends would come in and then people would be like, Spur, go get table 22. And they're like, who's Spur? And I was like, this is so embarrassing. Like, that's the only way people know me.
Oh man, did you ever tell people you'll be back in the spur of the moment?
No, but I wish I had. I was too young to be funny then.
Doug, have you ever had any name tag jobs?
Yeah, in retail, but not with weird nicknames. No.
You just had your own name.
Yeah.
I tend to, if I had a job with a name tag, I'd have something goofy going on with it. Like, you know, use somebody else's name tag or, you know, put something weird on mine. Yeah. I can't think of any examples right now, but the whole name tag thing used to stress me out when I'd go to the Arclight Theater in Los Angeles, because they do this cool thing, but that also just, you know, I don't personally subscribe to the idea that anyone should have one favorite movie. Okay. But you had to have on your name tag what your favorite movie is, just one movie on there.
Oh, wow.
And that would, of course, part of it was to spur discussion with, you know, movie nerds that you have to talk to because you're working there, and, you know, discussing why that's your favorite movie or why you picked it for your name tag.
Oh. It could have been facetious and said like Gremlins 2 or something weird.
Right, but even that's like, how facetious is it? Because it is a good, you know, I like Gremlins 2.
It's crazy.
And it's got one of the funnest subtitles, because it's just, it's fun that it's called A New Batch.
Yeah.
Batch.
I mean, that sucks if you just don't want to talk to someone and then they have to, they're like, oh, wow, I love that.
Oh, you like Dune? So do I. I'm going to talk to you for an hour. The spice is life, Muad'Dib. What about now? Do any of your comedian friends have nicknames for you, Nikki?
I don't.
They just call you Nikki. They're just like, hey, Nikki's here.
They call me Nikki. They'll honestly call me Nicole when they, yeah, they'll call me Nicole. If they're right. Going to be jokey and yeah, nickname.
Yeah.
I did though.
Be silly. Yeah. Call you Nicole.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't hilarious.
That funny? It's just my name. Just my name. I'm just, yeah, I can't think of, I don't have any nicknames yet. No.
Have you ever done like a roast battle?
I actually haven't. No.
I mean, is that, you know, a lot of comics can go their whole lives without being in a roast battle and be perfectly content. Is that how you feel?
I love roasting, but I find that I am way better on the spot. And I used to want to do roast battle when I started, but then I think I'm okay not doing it. But as I said, I like roasting on the spot. It's kind of how I got into stand up, because I would roast customers and they were like, are you a comedian? And I was like, no. and then I started because I was like, okay, I've had a lot of people say this. So, but there's something that I get in my head. I think I would put too much pressure and have too much anxiety about the roasts I was coming up with if I was pre-writing it. But I also am worried about being like too mean.
Yeah,
it's a tricky thing to gauge, and essentially what it comes down to now is they're just, you know, reading insults at each other, you know, and it tends to be two people that are somewhat familiar with each other, so they can get really into some personal shit if they want to. Why do we get on this topic?
I don't know. You just asked if I'd roast battle.
Oh, I thought of a good thing for you to say if you were in one.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Or, you know, unfortunately they could use it against you as well, but it'd be funny, you know, after burning somebody, like when they're going to lose, to say bon voyage.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's like the new see ya. Has that one come up ever? Do people ever say bon voyage, or is that like a old timey expression or only for people that are on ships?
No one has said that, but I'm gonna tell you, maybe I should be closing out with that.
Bon voyage, everybody.
Bon voyage.
It's been a pleasure being your captain on this comedy cruise.
I've
like
been
what kind of
boss.
Like weird deluded, yeah. Like takes their cruise act to the comedy club.
Watch your step on the way out.
You could do a cruise like review podcast called Bon Voyage.
Yeah.
I mean,
who would be listening? I'd love to know who'd be listening to a cruise review podcast.
Oh, it's out there.
It could be more of a travel podcast.
Yeah.
And it could also, you know, that's the great thing about comedies. Yeah. You could take any subject for a podcast, as long as you add some comedy to it. Then, you know, people, you know, will seem to put up with it. Cause if I went on a lot of cruises, I do think it would be fun to, you know, just spend the entire cruise just recording anecdotes and interviewing people and stuff. And
yeah,
and then posting it. But of course, I don't go on a lot of cruises. this idea is ruined.
Maybe you need to change your life a little bit.
You never know what way things are going to go. But for now, I'm not going on cruises.
Maybe I can get one to sponsor me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the trick. You got to get that sponsorship dough. I can only go on short trips in my own home off of the weed products that people, send to me. My sponsors are all stuff that, might be hard to get through customs.
Yeah, you can't leave your house. You're tripping too much. Here's this.
Are you close to or have ever, really known any other Nikkis?
No, I actually haven't. No, which is
We mentioned Nikki Glaser earlier as a comedian.
Yeah.
And are there any other famous Nikkis?
Nikki Hilton.
Yeah. Very okay.
Nikki Six. Right. Yeah. That was the other
Nikki
thing.
Six people, is a good one.
Yeah. People were like, you should change your name to Nikki Six. I was like, nope, that's taken. Or Nicole Six. I was like, now we're just making things up, even though this is made up. But I was like, this is no resemblance of me whatsoever. Yeah.
Nicole Six sounds like Prince started another band from the grave.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
She's N-I-C-K-I, right?
Is she? Yeah, you're right. She is. That's cool. That's really cool.
She put a spin on it. I think she even spells it out in the words of one of her raps. I think she even says N-I-C-K-I. But that's it's always a fascinating thing to talk about on this show, is that we're finding all of our guests don't really, unless you have an extremely common name, like last week, John DiMaggio was on. So he's known a million Johns in his life.
Right.
He's known more Johns than a prostitute. But the, every other name, the less frequently heard names, do not hang out with other people with the same name. Like they don't. Is it our own need to be individual that just draws, or is it just a coincidence that we happen to?
I think it's a coincidence, and I think because I like that there's not really any other Nikkis, and there wasn't any Nicoles when I started. I was Nicole Lee when I started stand up, and then I switched it. But then I knew Nicole Amy Schreiber, and I was really good friends with her, and we used to do a podcast together. And I was like, God damn, good thing my name is Nikki now, because if it was Nicole Lee Smith and Nicole Amy Schreiber, that would be very confusing. So, but I feel like parents were so lazy during the 80s, and they just were like, oh, Matt is the most common name find, right? Like, and I'm like, what, were you guys so lazy and just copying each other with the name Matt? And it's not even like a good household product. Like it's, we walk all over it. What is this? I was like, were they not reading a baby name book? It seems weird. Well, Matt and John.
Some people insist on going biblical. So that's how you get a lot of Matthews.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of people are super into Bible names, which is just, and that's why John is such a popular one. Like, it's crazy. It's but at least weird. With John, they got, they go all over the place with the no H or, Jonathan or Jonathan. And, at least you got options to make somebody stick out a little bit. You pick the one that's the least popular at the time.
Yeah.
At the time of birth, pick a name. I think it's smart. I would, if I had kids, which I won't, I would be tempted to give them a name that's just sort of out of style. And like, then that person can maybe be the one to bring that name back.
Yeah, I agree. What would it be? Is there a name that's out of style that you like?
Maybe like Filbert. I think that's a name, that's a kind of nut. Yeah, but, you know, but that's what I mean. Just something that's just like people aren't naming their kids that anymore because it already sounds like an old man. Like Walter for a while would have been a good one, but I think Walter White made that name cool again, you know, in pop culture world.
What about Herbie? Herbie is old school.
That's fun. I mean, you know, people would assume it's short for Herbert, but what about name your kid Sherbet? And then their nickname could be Sherby. I've never heard of anybody nicknamed Sherby. Here's a really penetrating question for both of you can answer this one. Does Nicole Kidman have any friends that call her Nikki? I think not.
Yeah, probably not. I think
they climb right on board the second they meet her with "You're Nicole."
Yes.
Who's meeting Nicole Kidman when she wasn't already famous? She's been famous for 40 years, 30 some.
Yeah, and she seems like a Nicole. I think that like she encompasses a Nicole. She doesn't seem to have a Nikki personality. Because
especially you can't. When she had that huge hair in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like the first few movies she was in, she just had that huge mane of red curly hair.
Was it red?
That's very Nicole. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It was red when she, better red than dead when she met Tom Cruise. I think her hair was already not red by the time they did Eyes Wide Shut together, but she has red hair in the car racing movie that they were in together.
Oh, Days of Thunder, yeah.
Yeah, and she has very red hair in a thriller that I always recommend. It's my favorite Nicole Kidman movie, a movie she made in Australia with a director named Philip Noyce called Dead Calm.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Batman really forever.
Intense. It's really intense.
I thought you were going to go with Practical Magic.
No, she was already not redheaded by then, I think. I think she was more strawberry blonde or something.
It's called Dead Calm.
Dead Calm. I mean, if you're worried about being alone on a boat with another man and no help for miles, then it probably wouldn't be fun to watch. But as long as you don't have a phobia around that, it's an exciting movie.
No, as long as we're doing a podcast called Bon Voyage, then I'd be good.
You need to know all the movies with a horrible boating incidents and situations. Like, you got to check out. I mean, it's not like a violent or scary movie, but Life of Pi is really intense. Mm-hmm. Just thinking, what would I do if I was in a rowboat with a tiger and some other kind of wild, like puma or something, and a baboon or an orangutan? Like, what would you even do? It's like such a crazy predicament. And the movie plays it out in a fairly realistic fashion.
Yeah. Okay.
But I love movies. I could talk about those all day. Where are you at with Dougs in your life, Nikki Bond? Do you have friends other than your new friend, Doug Mellard, and your semi-new friend, Doug Benson? Do you have any other Dougs that you know?
You know, I feel like all the Dougs were my mom's friends. Like she had a lot of people that she worked in advertising at a radio station in Toronto. And all of those, like she worked with a lot of Dougs and they were all a bunch of cool guys. Like Doug Chappelle, heard about him all the time.
Ooh, that's a really cool name.
That's a good name, right? Doug Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could say that easily on stage. I wouldn't stop, you know, but I don't have, let me think. I don't have many Doug friends, and I'm going to tell you, I got a lot of friends, but I, just when I think of even like people at camp, I went to camp and I think of, you know, you're with tons of people there and I didn't know any Dougs.
It feels kind of like I asked you if you had any black friends.
You're
like,
yes,
I do have black friends. I'm not going to sit here and name them.
I should have just said yes. I know. I'm like, oh,
I
God,
do know. I do know some Dougs. I just thought, but why do I have to say their names? Why the Inquisition?
I definitely felt very guilty, and I was going to donate to some sort of Doug charity after this.
Yeah, that's the thing. I immediately felt like we were making you feel bad, and that's not our intention here. In fact, it's like kind of. I don't know about you, Doug, but the answer I'm looking for in that question is, not only do I not know any Dougs other than Doug Stanhope, I don't know any other Dougs and Doug Smith, any other Dougs that do stand up. You know, I'm just happy. The less Dougs, the better, as far as I'm concerned at this point.
I agree. That's how I feel about Nikki. I'm like, I don't know, no more.
But if you like know a great Doug and we're talking to you on Wide World of Dougs, we want to hear about it. Of course. Do you have any thoughts about second gentleman, Doug Emhoff?
No, I don't have any thoughts about
it. Nobody ever does. The perfect husband to the first lady vice president, because he's just a non-issue. He's not out there causing problems to make people talk about him. He sounds like he works for a lot of charities and stuff.
I'm going to be honest. This is going to make me look real dumb, but I didn't even know who it was. I was
run rings around us with Canadian politics and politicians, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
There's a bad Doug politician in Canada, right?
Who's that? there is Doug Ford.
Doug Ford. He's not doing us any favors up there.
He is not. That family put us on the map. I remember everyone would make fun of our mayor when I moved here, and they would always make fun of me and like, oh, crackhead mayor, like that family. And then you guys, Trump got elected, and I was like, well, look who's laughing now.
Yeah, it's a real two-way street. And, and you've done a terrific job here today, Nikki. Do you have any last questions, Doug?
I think we covered.
Is there anything that has gone unresolved in your mind?
We should just have her do a quick summation of her full name experience.
Well, I have a question for you guys. Have you had many people on who are named after their parents? Like my middle name, my mom named me. That's her middle name. And I feel it's a little bit narcissistic. Have you encountered a lot of people that have their parents' names? And what do you think of that?
Middle names get passed down all the time, or they're from another relative or something. Like it's just like a place to, like, you can just tell grandma or grandpa, you know, hey, we put your name in their name, and they can be all like, yay. And that doesn't mean anything. Middle names never come up in polite society. So we've had a lot of that, and probably some, you know, that's another question. Some people, they go ahead and just drop the junior if they're a junior, but we drag it out of them. You know, this show, we don't take no for an answer. We'd take no for an answer. Cause like, I always tiptoe around the middle name thing. Cause some people really just would rather not even talk about their middle names, kind of like their age or their weight or something. So I always say, would you mind telling us your middle name? You know,
interesting.
Because some people do. Also, you get extra embarrassing middle names sometimes because your parents have some dumb word they want to get into your name, but they know it's too ridiculous for public consumption to fit in society, so they stick it in the middle.
Yeah. You
know, yeah.
Even going as far as to give you a name that doesn't necessarily identify as the sex that they think you are at the time that you've been born. Yeah. I mean, I kind of love that parents don't get to decide the sex of people anymore. It shouldn't be up to them. They already did the obnoxious thing of bringing something into the world that doesn't want to be here. But thank you so much, Nikki Bond. Let's do some plugs. What have you got to plug? Where can people see you?
Well, I have a podcast teaching my absentee dad how to be a father. It's called Whoa Dad. And, you know, if you're invested in this whole wedding shit, then you can listen to that and see why it's going to be real awkward. And you can find me on Instagram, Nikki Bond. Same with YouTube and TikTok.
Fantastic. Doug Mellor, do you got anything you want to promote?
Well, before that, when's the date, Nikki?
Oh, January 28th.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations.
What are you, fishing to be invited or something, Doug?
It's like in a week or 2 weeks, you know?
It was like he was putting it in his books.
Listen, I got to jot this down.
I got to keep my open.
I'm a from across the street wedding photographer. And so if I know when it's going on that I'm interested in, I'll just stake it out. You'll get some really interesting shots. Like, you know, I'll do some in my side mirror on my car.
Across the street.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say, yeah, find me on social. I'm starting TikTok. We've kind of talked about that at Doug Mellard. And then go out and stream or buy my album, Fart Safari 1-3, whichever one you want.
I say get the trilogy. Yeah. I have not started TikTok yet. I'll keep you posted on that. I'll be in Bakersfield Saturday at Tembler Brewing Company. The next Doug Loves Movies in LA is going to be on July 17th at Dynasty Typewriter at the Hayworth. And DougLovesMovies.com is where you go for all dates. Nikki, thanks again. We like to end the show with what will end up being the title of the episode. I say as always, and then some stupid pun involving the person's name. I can't believe we didn't even get into this. It's kind of perfect that it didn't come up until now. I want to call this episode, as always, John Doug Jovi.